And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 25th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet Ted Kooser, born Ames, Iowa, 1939, who said, "I had a wonderfully happy childhood. All this business about artists having to have terrible childhoods doesn't play with me." He started writing poetry because he wanted to be interesting, and poetry seemed a way of being different. Flunked out of graduate school, took a job at a life insurance company, worked there for 35 years, and wrote his poems first thing in the morning. Got up at 4:30, made a pot of coffee, wrote until 7, put on his suit and tie, and went to work. It's the birthday of the poet James Fenton, born Lincoln, England, 1949, author of Yellow Tulips, Dead Soldiers, many other collections of poems. James Fenton, who said the writing of a poem is like a child throwing stones into a mine shaft. You compose first, then you listen for the reverberation. It's the anniversary of the publication of Daniel Defoe's novel, The Life and Strange Surprising Adventures of Robinson Crusoe, 1719, story of a castaway, spends 28 years on a remote island before he's rescued, one of the very first English novels. Defoe was 59 years old when it was published. It was his first novel. Had a checkered career as a writer, did a lot of writing for pay, propaganda, and so forth. But Robinson Crusoe was a great bestseller, went through 4 editions in the first year, which did not, however, rescue Daniel Defoe from poverty. He died poor at the age of 70 in a rundown boarding house trying to avoid a debt collector. And it was on this day in 2003 the Human Genome Project announced that it had finished identifying and mapping the genes in human DNA. They found fewer than they were expecting to. They thought they'd find about 100,000, but it turns out we have only about 30,000, about the same as mice. And the genes themselves are mostly similar to mice and to other mammals as well. There were some biotechnology companies who expected to earn some money off the Human Genome Project, but in 2000, President Clinton declared that the sequences could not be patented and that the research should be given freely to the scientific community. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, "A Rainy Morning." A young woman in a wheelchair, wearing a black nylon poncho spattered with rain, is pushing herself through the morning. You have seen how pianists sometimes bend forward to strike the keys, then lift their hands, draw back to rest, then lean again to strike just as the chord fades. Such is the way this woman strikes at the wheels, then lifts her long white fingers, letting them float, then bends again to strike just as the chair slows, as if into a silence. So expertly she plays the chords of this difficult music she has mastered, her wet face beautiful in its concentration while the wind turns the pages of rain. A Rainy Morning by Ted Kooser, from his collection Delights and Shadows, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.